Hello and welcome. This file is called The Volunteer, and it's a little fantasy where you are a student and you volunteer to take part in an experiment. But no one told you that it's actually me demonstrating the newest mind control technology to some peers. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Relax, focus on my voice, make sure you're really comfortable letting go. Focus on my words, relaxing, and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because, if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything. And can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you. Guiding you into trance. Guiding your thoughts. Guiding you through fantasies. Through ideas. Through stories. So that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes. Listen to my voice and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance, you are my little pet, you're completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet. Being carefree, being happy, being worry-free. Just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, Just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation. Just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0. And with each and every number, you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable, you feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time for you. Time to experience a little fantasy. And before we begin to dive deep into this fantasy, to immerse you in this fantasy, let's make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point during this fantasy anything becomes too intense, too much, or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically revert back to normal, waking back up, being completely awake and back to your normal state of mind. That's right, your own subconscious mind will always keep you safe, and should this experience, this fantasy, become too intense, negative, or too much for you, you will easily wake back up, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, and that you are completely and absolutely safe. And because you know that you will always be absolutely safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply into the fantasy. Really, deeply delving into the fantasy and allowing it to become real for you, just the way you experience a dream. Well, as long as you dream, you never know that you are in a dream. As long as you're dreaming, the dream is reality for you, and you can easily allow yourself to go as deep as you are in a dream and experience this fantasy like a dream as reality as long as you're in it. And as I describe the scene, describe what's going on, you can immerse yourself deeper and deeper, letting it become real for you, letting this fantasy become your reality. And maybe you'll even find that my voice fades into the background while you are completely focused on experiencing the fantasy. Now let's begin, and you can easily allow yourself to immerse yourself deeper and deeper as I describe the scene. That's right. Now, and in this story, in this fantasy, you're a student. and you volunteered to take part in an experiment, knowing that there's quite a bit of money in it. And today is the day, and you arrive to the experiment, and at first you have to fill out a lot of forms, ask a lot of questions. Someone leads you through hallways and doors until you finally end up on the stage of an auditorium, and there are a lot of people sitting there looking at you, and I welcome you on the stage, introducing you as today's volunteer. You're slightly self-conscious as all those people look down at you as you stand there in front, feeling slightly exposed, slightly insecure, not knowing what's going to happen to you. But I smile at you warmly, greet you, and tell you that first we have to attach a few sensors to you, but that it would be really easy. I show you something that looks like a collar, but you can see on the inside of the collar there are countless electric contact points. You are a bit skeptical about the collar, but I smile at you and explain that this is the easiest way to get all the data we need without immobilizing you, joking that the last version of this was actually a complete share and you couldn't move at all, you had to be strapped down. You suppose that compared to that, a collar isn't too bad. So you allow me to carefully slip the collar around your neck, positioning it so that all the sensors are in the right spots, and then close it with a click. You actually feel a little thrill in the back of your mind as the collar clicks around your neck. I turn to the audience, telling them that now the experiment can start. Then I turn back to you, look at you. You see a smile flitting over my face. And then I tell you to kneel down. You're confused. Why kneel down? You look at me, ask why. And I say, because otherwise you would disappoint me. And in that moment you can feel it. You can feel a strong sense that you let me down. It's just getting stronger and stronger. A feeling that you failed. A bottomless pit of despair. And you're falling, free falling down into it. Feeling so bad, you feel tears welling up inside of your eyes. You feel so sorry. You wish you could just turn back time, just do it for me. But then I'm there, hugging you, wrapping my arms around you, holding you. Shh, it's okay. And you instantly feel the feeling of having disappointed me, the despair, all of them just fade away, replaced by a warm sensation, a feeling of someone taking care of you, of being safe, being warm, being protected. You just love it. As I hold you, it feels so good, so wonderful, so amazing. You just float there in my arms, feeling safe, feeling loved, feeling perfect. You don't know what's going on, but it feels so good, you don't even care about it. And then I let go, and as you float back to your normal state of mind, I look at you and ask you again, would you kneel for me? And instantly, without even thinking about it, you drop to your knees, dropping down to your knees, looking up at me. And I say, good. And you feel a strong emotional response, a sense of achievement, a sense of happiness, a sense of having pleased me. It feels so good, so wonderful. You just smile up at me, so happy that you knelt down for me. Now get up for me again. You instantly get up, and another wave of those emotions hit you. Warmly, strongly, intensely. And it feels so amazing. But then I say something that throws you off a little bit. Because I ask you to strip down naked. You look at me, hesitant. Why? Why would you strip down naked in front of a whole audience of people looking at you? And then you feel a nagging doubt. A doubt if it's the right decision. And a fear, a strong fear to disappoint me, that's growing more and more intense by the second. A sense that you are disappointing me right now. Disappointing me, making me look bad in front of all those people. And you almost want to cry again. You start tearing off your clothes, stripping as fast as you can. And with your clothes, the sensations fade away, replaced by a sense of achievement, by happiness, by feeling good, by knowing I'm proud of you, by knowing you just behaved the right way, you just did the right thing. It feels so good, so amazing. And then you stand there, naked, trying to cover yourself with your arms and hands, feeling exposed, thinking about the audience. And I tell you, show yourself to them. Stop hiding. Show them. And you don't want to do it. It's hard to do. But you still do it. Because you really fear to disappoint me. You don't want to disappoint me. You want to make me proud. You want to be good for me. And so, you let go. Let your arms drop to your sides. And present yourself. Even twirl around once or twice. So they can take a good look at you. And to your surprise, there's no shame at all. There's just happiness, there's joy, there's pleasure. The pleasure of knowing you pleased me. The pleasure of knowing you did well, you did a good job, and it feels wonderful. And then I ask you to come to me. You quickly come to me, feeling the same pleasure again. And then I tell you, kneel. You instantly sink down to your knees without even thinking about it, feeling the pleasure. I order you to stand up. You get up on your legs, standing up, feeling more pleasure. Lay down on your stomach, and you do. Stand up, kneel, get up, down, up, down, up, down. You follow every order without even thinking about it, feeling more and more of the pleasure. The pleasure of knowing you please me, the pleasure of knowing you obey me, the pleasure of doing the right thing. It's just growing stronger and stronger. And then as you stand there, I come close. I pat your head and tell you how good you are, hug you again, and you feel so safe. You feel so much pleasure. You feel so much happiness. It feels amazing. It feels wonderful. It feels perfect. And then I order you to kneel and wait. And so you do, just kneeling there as I address the audience, and you're just listening to me. Surprised by what I say, but unable to feel any other emotion than happiness, than joy, than pleasure, than the desire to make me happy, the desire to make me proud of you. And I address the audience. So, what you have just seen was a quick demonstration of subjugation via emotional control. As you have seen, the subjugation is very quick, almost instantaneous. And there were three distinct phases. So let's walk you through what just happened. At first, I ordered our little volunteer to kneel, and they resisted. And what they felt at that moment was a strong sense of having disappointed me. Despair, intense despair. And for most subject, once is enough. This kind of sensation of having failed, having disappointed someone. The sensation that you want to turn back time and change events usually is enough to subjugate most subjects with one application. And when the subject obeys, they get the reverse of the reaction. They feel pleasure. They know that it's the right thing. They know that they made their controller proud. And that of course conditions them to be even more obedient. That's what we call phase one, the initial breaking. And once they obey once, you push them quickly and hard. That's why I had our little subject strip and expose themselves. It impresses on the subject that they have to obey, that they have to do, no matter how unthinkable the commands are. They are obeying and they will obey. And after they obey this command, they will obey pretty much everything. That's phase two. We call it breaking in. And you just push the subject far beyond their normal limits, demonstrating to them that obedience is pleasure, no matter what. And then there's phase three, when I had our subject kneel and lie down and stand up. In this phase, the newfound obedience is permanently anchored in their brain. They obey, they feel the pleasure, they feel it's right. And you do it faster and faster and faster. They just obey, feel more and more pleasure. And it becomes a permanent truth in their mind that obeying is pleasure, that they have to obey their controller. And there we are, one completely subjugated subject. I look at you, tell you, come here. And you walk up to me. I gesture to the audience and say, bow down. You bow down, standing up again, waiting for my next order, unable to think of anything else to do, even though in the back of your mind something is screaming that it isn't, that it shouldn't, that it can't, and still it feels so good to obey, so good to be mine. And you listen to me as I thank the audience and joke that now I have to take care of a little subject. I order you to follow me, and you obediently do, still naked, not even caring, walking out of the door, and you have no idea what awaits you, but you know you will love it. And now it's time to slowly come back again from this fantasy, and you will find that it's easy to remember every little detail of this fantasy in vivid detail. That's right. After you come out of this trance, you will be able to remember every little detail of this fantasy in vivid colors, as if you really experienced it. And over the next few days, you will find that the memory will become even more real, just as if you had taken a short vacation in an alternate universe and really experienced everything I just told you. And now it's time for you to wake back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you come back, more and more. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. As you wake up completely, you feel your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I greatly appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and goodbye.